And, you know, water would come upside down. They used to carry loads on boats. We used to have to bring all the groceries and stuff from Shreveport in a boat. The water used to come up. And we'd bring it in a skiff.
When would you bring it? I thought you'd go in a wagon to Shreveport.
Well, that'd be when the water would be up and the road would be under. You know, we used to have high water till the late years when they built these canals, filled up these dams and made levees. We don't have no high water no more.
How often would you have high water?
Well, sometimes, just like it's been raining, and if they hadn't built them levees and things up, you couldn't get from here to sea.
Would you have water out in your field here?
Well, no, it wouldn't come out in the hill. It would come out in the lowlands, you know.
Was the skiff flat at the other end or pointed at both ends?
No, it'd be just flatted. It'd be sharp at the front end. That's to hit the waves, you know. And the back end would be wide enough for two people to sit side and side.
Where would you put the boat in the water?
Just like if the water was up, you'd carry a boat down there in the wagon and shove it out in the water.
At the Red River, where would you?
Just over where to be nearest to go to sleep for.
Something that children play on, you take a board and put it across a stump and it goes up and down.
They call it a seesaw.
You saw some children playing on that.
I used to play on it up there.
What would you say they were doing? If they were
seesaw.
You used to play on those?
I sure did.
Is that what you've always heard them call? Seesaw?
Seesaw, and then we used to have some, get a stump and drive a nail through a thick piece of wood and get on that and cord and go around and around. We didn't have no flying horse in 1999. We called it a merry-go-round.
Do you ever see anyone take a board and fix it down at both ends and children would get on the middle and jump up and down?
If I did, I just remember. I got so old now too. I just remember a whole lot of things.
Well, some of the things I asked you about, they may not have had in this area, you know. But do you ever see anyone, if you tied a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it,
you'd be... call it a swing.
And something that people drive nowadays, you call a...
So what they drive these days? A car.
Is there any other name for car?
All I know they used to, when they first come out, they call them automobiles.
You don't hear that now?
No, I don't hear nothing about that now.
Say if a child was just learning to dress herself, the mother would bring in the clothes and say, now here, what your clothes, here.
Yeah.
If she hands them the clothes, she'd say, now here.
Put these on.
Or here, what your clothes, here.
Yeah, she could hear your clothes.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared.